upcoming draft, so it's kind of like the last stretch of, you know, through this whole draft process, and kind of knowing that it's going to be here in a couple of days, it's really exciting for me and my family.
Jay, what's that in Boise? What is your plan for Thursday and Friday? What are you
going to
do?
I will be here in Plano, Texas. My whole family will be watching it at my home, having a lot of relatives fly in, a lot of family friends here. So it'll just be really good to be around the people that have supported me up to this point.
Any of those people coming from out of the country or all from the U.S.?
We have some people, some of my cousins coming from Canada. They're coming from out of the country. And then we have some family that lives in Maryland as well. And just family from all over, really, just coming in to support me.
Hey, Jay, this is BJ again. What are you, hearing, or what's kind of your expectation as to when you might go off the board? And what do you make of some of the reports about your knee being a concern to some teams?
You know, I've heard a lot of different people say a lot of different things about where I can go. Right now, I just can really only worry about, you know, what I can control. And, you know, I'll just be on draft day just excited and just waiting, you know, to see them take that chance on me. And with the reports on my knee, you know, I'm not worried about that. You know, I feel healthy. I've been in great health. I played all last season, you know, and had a great record-setting season, you know, all on that knee. And, you know, it couldn't feel any better. So, you know, I'm just worried about finding out who takes me and getting ready to play football.
Hey, John at KTIK in Boise. When you met with the teams at the Combine, the Pro Day, and the time leading up to this week, was there a common question that the teams had for you?
Was what a common question?
Was there something in common that each team might have asked you about your playing style, your background, or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. So during the draft process, pre-draft process and all that, and the interviews at the Combine, they were just all asking me stuff about what I felt my strengths were, what I felt that I needed to work on. And really, it just, you know, all of them really said that I had, you know, the potential to become, you know, a three-down back, and that I just need to continue to work on everything and push myself to get to that.
Can you tell us all the teams that you met with after the Combine leading up to this week?
Yeah, I met with several teams. The one that came out was I met with the Ravens, and I also met with the Cowboys when I worked out with them.
Jay, it's Chad. Who did you do actual workouts for?
I worked out for the Cowboys.
Okay. And if did somebody tell you going into this that this whole knee thing, you know, this kind of stuff happens with the draft and not be worried about it, or did it catch you by surprise when all of a sudden it started taking off last week?
It definitely caught me by surprise, but at the same time, you know, I knew I had an injury in 2011, you know, and I knew that it would probably be something that the teams would look at just because it was something that if you had an injury at the Combine, that you had to get it checked out and everyone had to just make sure everything was good. So I knew there was a possibility that a team, you know, will ask me about my knee. So I was just surprised at how you know, big it really got.
Jay, this is BJ again. Was that disappointing? I mean, you say you're feeling healthy. You did all that work last year to prove the durability. You had the most, you know, highest workload, I guess, from skill position players. I mean, was it disappointing 2 weeks before the draft to have all these reports come out that teams are worried about your knee?
You know, I can't, you know, control that, and I can't control what the teams think. I can only, you know, control what I can do, and I know how my knee feels. I know it feels healthy. And I know that, you know, in the process of this draft, that teams will be doing their research and making sure that they have all their I's and dots and their T's crossed. And so all I can do is just continue to show them that I'm a guy that can come in for the team and contribute and will produce for them. And that's all I'm worried about.
Jitas from KTV in Boise. You know, talking about your workload last year, whatnot. How much is what you were were able to do. I mean, you barely came off the field last year for Boise State. So how much of that, how much is scouts like for your versatility, I guess? Because, you never had to come off the field, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think that all the coaches that I met with and all the scouts, they were just really excited of me, telling me how good of a workhorse I was for my team and how I'm very versatile, being able to be the first person to, ever rush for 1,800 yards and catch for 500. So that was really just a big part of my process of just telling these teams how versatile I am and what I can bring to their team. And I really, looking back at this past season, I'm very proud of what I was able to accomplish under the circumstances of just having that heavy workload and what my team was able to accomplish as well. And I'm very proud of myself and proud of the legacy that I was able to leave at Boise State.
What was the most enjoyable part of the last couple of months leading up to the NFL draft, and maybe what was the most stressful part about all this?
I would say probably the most enjoyable part for me was really just building the relationships with the guys that I trained with, specifically, Melvin and the other guys that I worked out with at Exos in San Diego, and still having those relationships. I think that was really just a great just to build those friendships. And then maybe the most stressful part is just the weight of getting done with pro day and getting done with the combine and all that, and then just knowing that you still have a couple months until you finally figure out who wants to pick you. And so it's just the anxiousness that you have to deal with. Now we're finally here, and so I'm very excited to just sit down and wait on that phone call.
Hey Jay, this is BJ again. How do you look at the running back class in this in this draft, and where do you think you fit in the mix there?
To be honest, I feel that I'm at the top of this class, and I believe that I am the best running back in this class, and the most complete back in this class. And so that's really what my mindset is. Is just I always want to strive to be the best, and I don't think I would be doing myself justice or this game justice if I went out on the football field not trying to be the best.
Okay, it's Chad again. Are you holding out the hope for Thursday night, or are you kind of expecting it's going to be Friday when you get there?
To be honest, I don't know which day I'm going to get picked. I just know I'm going to be watching all 3 days, watching for myself and also supporting my brothers who are also, going through this draft process. And I'm just excited to see, where we all end up and see, where I end up. I'm just going to watch this whole draft process all the way through.
You actually will sit watching. You're not one of those guys going to go hide around the corner or something and watch the whole thing?
Wait, what did you say?
I said you're one of those guys that can sit and watch the whole thing. You're not going to be hiding or something or point the TV or anything like that.
No, I'm going to watch it. I might get up here and there and just, get some air. It's going to be a party at my house with brothers. It's going to be a joyous time. I'm going to be around family that I haven't seen in a while and, great friends. And we're just going to enjoy the time we are together. And that's really the most important thing, is just spending this moment and enjoying this moment with people that I really care about.
Jay, who's been the most helpful? I don't know if it's a former pass player or anybody, but has there been anybody that's been, kind of offering you how this whole process goes, maybe?
I would say that, my former teammates like Tyrone Crawford and Jamal Taylor, Charles Leno, Tank, DeMarcus Lawrence, they've all been, really great advisors for me during this process, and they've been just, letting me know what to expect and what to be ready for.
Hey, Jay, it's Chad again. I saw you went to London recently. Can you tell us a little about, why you went and what you did there and how long you were there? And then I think it's probably the first thing you've been there since you left. So just, a little bit of detail about that trip.
Yeah, it was really exciting to go back. I actually went back on behalf of NFL UK to promote the NFL draft, and I also took part in the NFL Play 60 event on Thursday. And so It was great, you know. I got there Thursday morning, I left Sunday morning, and just being back, you know, said for the first time since I left, and I got to take my dad with me. It was really just a very special trip, and I got to see a lot of my family and family friends that still live there. And I also got to, you know, enjoy going back to my childhood home as well, and actually getting a chance to go to the Emirates Stadium where Arsenal play. It was just a great overall trip, and I really appreciate the NFL UK for being able to allow me to come and help promote the draft, and also allow me to just be back in London once again.
Well, what does that mean to you, to know you might actually get to play an NFL game in one?
Yeah, I mean, that's very special, you know. I'm not sure who's going to draft me. If I do end up going to a team, you know, who gets to go to Wembley this year or in the future, you know, that would be a very special occasion for me. I know the supporters out there in London will file in, you know, being from London, and just, I know there'll be an outpour of just support, and I know that would be a very special and surreal experience for me if that would draft me.
I don't think you picked up a little of the British accent
while
you were back over there.
Did
you come back when you
came over there? Yeah, no, it's really funny. Like, I was over there, and then, you know, just constantly being around British people. And, you know, my accent never really left. It just kind of got shadowed a lot by just being in Texas and all types of stuff. So while I was out there, my accent slowly started to creep out. And so now it's, like, very natural for me to, like, be talking like this. And maybe, like, after a while being back over here, they'll go back to normal. But for now, this is how I'm talking, so it's kind of funny.
Were there any other prospects coming with you?
There was just me. And then I was also, while I was out there doing the NFL Play 60 event, I was there with F.A. Obada, who actually recently just got signed to the Cowboys, and he's a London guy, and it was really cool just talking to him and him telling me about his life experiences and all of that stuff. So I thought that was just, it was really cool to just kind of advise him as well, because, you know, he hasn't really played American football ever. And so I was just trying to tell him a little bit of what my teammates were telling me to be ready for as well.
Jay, what's it like to go and work out for the Cowboys? I mean, having, you know, growing up playing high school ball in Texas in the past, I think you said that you're a Cowboys fan. So what was that obviously look like? There's obviously a few former Boise State players on that roster right now.
Yeah, I will tell you that it was very just special to me, just knowing that where I came from and being from Texas and getting a chance to do that. That was really exciting. And even funny enough, while I did my workout, as soon as I was over, I looked over to the other field, and there's Tank Marcus, you know, running passes to try and get himself in shape for their workouts. And so it was funny, after my workout with the Cowboys, I went and talked to him, and we were just chopping it up and everything. And, you know, he was just telling me how he was proud of me, and that I should just keep up the good work and everything. So that was great.
When
this is all over, and you know you're headed to the NFL, that's such a dream from, you know, coming from different country and all that. What are those couple things that enter your mind? What you've been through to get here, and what your goal may be to you?
I think it's just
going to be a very surreal moment that moment I get that phone call and find out, you know, which team I'm playing for. I know, you know, there'll be a lot of emotions that come over me, and some of them just, you know, happiness and joy, and then excitement of just getting ready to get to work and get back to playing football, because, you know, I'm excited to get back on that field and just showcase to those teams why they were smart to draft me.
Hey, Jay, this is BJ again. In addition to the Cowboys and the Ravens, are there any other teams that you have had more conversations with than others that maybe you feel good about, or is there a couple teams that maybe you feel have a stronger chance of drafting you?
You know, really, there's just a bunch of the teams, like the teams that came to Pro Day, have, you know, gave me a call here and there and just told me that, you know, they're excited about me and that there's a possibility that come draft day, if everything works out, that I could up on that team, and so I'm better than a lot of teams that come and do that. And so, to be honest, right now I'm not, you know, I have no clue where I end up. I'm just really excited for, you know, the surprise of finding out who it ends up to be.
Yeah, Chad, you know, there's been a lot of talk about your versatility and your ability to catch the ball and pass the back, that kind of stuff. What maybe the thing you think is the best that no one's talking about? Maybe people don't know this much.
I'm just saying, what is something that the teams don't know that I do, or something?
Yeah, something that maybe people aren't noticing as much.
I think one thing that really sets me apart as well is just my work in the fourth quarter, where I feel that really sets me apart from every other running back in this class, where if you see my statistics in the fourth quarter when, you know, games are really won, just seeing how I don't let up and I finish how I finish games, I think that that's really something that's special, and that a lot of guys in this draft